Good morning. Spring is here, right? I'm reading from 1 Corinthians 10 this morning, and this is where Paul is doing a comparison of the Christians at Corinth and the Israelites from the Exodus. Starting verse 7. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test, as some of them did and were destroyed by serpents, nor grumble, as some of them did and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. In regards to verse 13, we can never use the excuse that there is no way of a position that God has put us in that we have to sin. This verse is well known for being a great encouragement to Christians that are facing temptations in their life. I think I quoted this like three times this week on Facebook. As R.C. Sproul states, at the same time, Paul's words contain an explicit rebuke. If God keeps us from temptations greater than we can withstand, we cannot plead our temptations as an excuse for sinning. Sin is never a necessity for a believer. And I say that God has given us a guide to living a morally pleasing life to him, which is the Word of God. Each of us must look to the direction that pleases our Savior. And we've been given direction. As verse 13 states, therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. If you know the areas in your life that you are weak in, run from these things that may tempt you into sinning. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanks, praise, honor, and glory. Father, we just praise you that you have given us the Holy Spirit and a guide to stay away from things that may lead us into temptation. Father, we just ask that you give us this grace every day and this direction. We just praise you for all these things. In Jesus' name.